Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 19th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Dustin. How you doing, Dustin?
I am doing well, Taryn. Thank you for having me. How are you doing?
Doing well. Doing very well. Just more great feeds, more great season. It's doing well. We haven't spoken to you in a few weeks, Dustin. How have you been liking the season?
I've been absolutely loving this season. You know, as I think everybody has said, things actually kicked into gear once Caitlin left, yeah. Surprisingly. And now we have this whole slew of wacky people to talk about. And it's just it warms my heart to know that this season is so good after so many other seasons.
It's just warms my heart as well. So we're here to talk to you about everything that happened on the Big Brother 20 live feeds yesterday. And we had a veto competition and the feeds were down for a very long time for this veto competition. So you'd think there wasn't much to talk about, but there is. We've got some stuff. Don't worry. We've got you covered. We've got genuine gameplay. We've got crazy gameplay. And we've got more Haley and Fessy arguing.
It's the tale of the season. Yeah. What will Haley and Fessy do in their next move? Yeah. That's all it is.
Yes. So the veto players were picked early in the morning. Fessy, Scotty, and Brett are obviously playing. And the players that were picked were Tyler, Angela, and Haley. Scotty got House Guest Choice, and he chose Haley to compete for him. Obviously a good choice. I think that Haley is the only person in the house that could maybe use the veto on him. So this did increase his odds of winning the veto and getting himself off the block. But, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, everything that Fessy has done to put Scotty onto the block has not necessarily 100% included Haley. So Scotty and Haley still have somewhat of a relationship at this point. So, you know, definitely that's the only person he can pick in that moment.
Fessy is then going to have a conversation with Tyler. He obviously wants Tyler to play hard in the veto. I was like, I don't throw things. Don't worry about it. He wants him to win the veto, keep the nominations the same. Fessy also says that he wants to talk to him and Angela about working together. Like, hey, dude, hey, look, like, we're the only people that even like make moves in this house. Like, I mean, I'm basically the same as you, and Haley's like the same as Angela. Like, we're all on the same playing field, right? Like, we're all the best competitors and we play the game well. So we should like work together and take everyone else out. That's what we should do.
Yeah, it reminds me of elementary school soccer games, where even though you're kicking the ball, doesn't mean you're playing the ball game well. You know, there's a difference between just doing stuff and doing it right. So for Fessy to actually think that he's on the same level as Tyler is hilarious to me. This is going to be the story of the night. The will Angela and Tyler create some sort of bond or some sort of pact with Haley and Fessy? And let's see how it goes.
Yeah. Tyler's like, yeah, man, I've totally been talking to you. I respect you. We're the competitors in this house. We should be working together. I think Angela would totally be down for that. We need to be careful. It would be too bad if Haley ended up winning this veto and using it on Scotty, because, now that Scotty's up on the block, he's going to be coming for you no matter what. If he stays in this house, you need to make sure he leaves. And Fessy's like, oh yeah, I knew that. Yeah, that's definitely, I know. Don't worry about it. I'm getting Scotty out. It's like, okay, good, because that's the best thing for your game, Fessy. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, the guru passing his information on high, which Fessy doesn't realize is just what's in Tyler's best interest. Fessy obviously puts Scotty on the block for a reason anyway, so he's okay to vote Scotty out. The biggest problem he's going to have is convincing Haley to do that, getting Haley on board, because Fessy doesn't have a vote come eviction night. Scotty is obviously on the block, so the only person even left in this whole Hive Falte thingy-majig is Haley. So he really needs to get her on board if that's the plan he wants to enact.
Yes. Fessy also will tell Tyler in this conversation, you know, I just feel so good when I'm talking to you, Tyler. Like, you just make me feel good when I talk to you. Like, yep, there it is. That's why Tyler's good at this game, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's okay. So Fessy is just laying out the perfect proof as to what a good Big Brother player does is, oh, you make me feel good when I talk to you. That's all it takes sometimes in Big Brother. And a lot of times people in this particular house can't even do that. They can't make other people feel comfortable just by talking to them.
Yes. Yeah. So the feeds go down for the veto competition. Like I said, it's a very long competition. It's going to be this hide and seek veto where you hide your little veto folder thing. And then people, you have to trash the house. Well, they don't have to trash the house, but they do trash the house trying to find it. They were down for like something like 7 hours with this competition. When the feeds come back, the house is, of course, totally trashed. Somebody poured milk on JC's clothes. That person was Scotty. Scotty said in the first few rounds, he wasn't even looking for vetoes. He was literally just pouring liquid everywhere. Somebody went through Sam's stuff to destroyed her like dream catcher or something. I don't know. She's got some weird stuff. That was apparently Fessy that did that. The whole house is just completely wrecked. And wouldn't you know, Brett is our winner of the power of veto.
Yeah, that's why I love this competition. It is my favorite of the season for whatever reason. I feel like if I was in the house, it would be my favorite to participate in because I feel a kindred spirit to Brett or the people that have come before him that have won, like James and Big Brother 17, who are really good at hiding things, are those kind of like trickster kind of people. And Brett is definitely like the prankster trickster of the house right now. So it's not a surprise to me that he won. And I'm not exactly sure what his hiding place was. I don't know if they revealed that information, but I'd have a feeling like, obviously, you have to have the best hiding place, and he's the right guy for the job on this one.
Yes, as Brittany in the chat points out, first nominee to win the veto this season.
Is it really?
The very first time a nominee has won the veto this whole season.
So we haven't heard the words, I want to use the veto on myself at all.
Nope.
I guess I didn't even think about that. That's surprising. Yeah.
But we are going to, because Brett does plan on using it on himself. And he's also got a speech planned. We'll see if he goes through with it. But he plans on really laying into Fessy in his veto speech, which would be pretty fun.
Yeah. And, you know, let's be honest, Fessy kind of deserves it. There's a lot you can throw at him. He's gone after all these other people in the house. I really, really want to hear what he has to say about Fessy because, yeah, it's ripe for material. There's no shortage.
Yes. So Fessy and JC are going to have a conversation. Fessy is going to go up to the HOH room and be like, oh, well, at least my room didn't get messed up. Is not going to help with the cleaning until a little bit later. But JC has some words. So obviously, Brett is going to take himself down. So Fessy needs to replace him with somebody. JC says, look, the replacement has to be either Casey or Angela, because it has to be somebody that won't be voted out because you need Scotty to leave this week. Scotty's going to be pissed at you if he stays. So you need to put up Casey or Angela, because then you know that the other two, Tyler and Casey, or Tyler and Angela, will vote for them to stay. You know, I will vote for them to stay. Scotty will be going home. Those are the two you need to pick from. You should not put up Sam, because Sam is a crazy person and you have no idea what she's going to do. They talk about how Sam is a crazy person. She gets up early every morning. They wake her up early every morning. He thinks that she's getting medication. He thinks maybe she's bipolar. This is going to be a topic of conversation for JC. He thinks that, look, you can't put Sam up. That's going to be way too messy. You saw how Casey handled the block last week. She will be much better. It should be one of those two that goes up on the block. And Fessy agrees with this logic.
Yeah, and Fessy, of course, is thinking that he's leaning more towards Casey because he's got this idea in his head that he wants to have Angela and Tyler be in a four-person block of, not necessarily an alliance, but a block of like protection with himself and Haley. So Casey's a safe choice because, like you said, they will have the votes to, unless something crazy happens, get Scotty out. I don't know that anybody would be voting to keep Scotty unless Sam went rogue or something like that. So that is the plan. JC, not a lot of deception here or anything like that. Just talking to Fessy straight up, telling him this is what you need to do if you want your plan of getting Scotty out to go through. And so he's putting some words of wisdom into his ear, even though we shouldn't be in this situation in the first place.
Yeah. And you know, I always like to, and I don't always call it out, but I always like to include the conversations that people have with other people that I later hear them repeat. So like earlier in the day, Tyler tells Fessy, you need to make sure Scotty leaves because now he's going to be coming after you. Fessy is later going to repeat those words to Haley. Like those words really sank in. JC is going to tell Fessy, you should not nominate Tyler here because you know that he'll stay. And then you have Tyler mad at you. Fessy is going to repeat those words as well to Haley later on in the day. JC and Tyler getting their manipulation in on Fessy.
Like a dry sponge taking in water. He's just taking all these words and just turning them into truth.
So Fessy's then going to talk to Tyler. They talk again about making this deal with Angela. Fessy says, I won't touch you this week. I won't put up Angela. We'll make this happen. The four of us can work together. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. And they're on board, kind of. Even though in private, Tyler is thinking, you know, this is cool for us, but, you know, if I have to, I'll put them on the block later on. It's not a, you know, they can think whatever they want as long as it keeps me safe next week.
So Fessy's then going to talk to Haley. Haley is mad at Fessy. She's like, what is this deal you're making with Tyler and Angela? Like, that's not going to work. It's just not going to. Oh, sure. That benefits you, Fessy. Haley is fully just starting to just like lose her grip on the game and everything. She is, you know, Fessy's like, look, what do you want me to do? Like, what move do we have? Like, who cares if it doesn't work? What else are we supposed to do? And she's just like, oh, well, this benefits you, but it doesn't benefit me. They're going to come for me. And he's like, well, no, I'm protecting the both of us. And she's just like, she doesn't even care what he, like, she's just like kind of in complaining mode. She has lots of legitimate points to make, but she's not making any of them. She's only making points that don't make sense, which confused me.
Right. Coming from a much more emotional standpoint, when she should be saying out loud, like, we shouldn't have been in this position in the first place. Our other moves, you're saying we don't have any other moves. Our other moves is we could have gone after one of them in the first place. And then the other point being, you know, that we can just go, we don't have to tie up with them. There's so many other people in the house that we can go after. We could even next week go after Tyler, or even this week go after Tyler. Who cares if he's mad at you? Just Fessy, you want to be the guy that's making the big moves, you know, but you're not doing it. So it's just it's frustrating, I think, for her, and it's frustrating definitely from a viewer standpoint.
It's a distinct change from even just the very beginning of the week. At the beginning of the week, Haley had complete control of Fessy and he would do whatever she wanted. And when he said, I want to put up Scotty, she said no. And he said, OK. And she said, here's what you're going to do. And she was in complete control of him. But then Brett claimed to be the other vote. And JC got in her head and it shook her confidence. It shook her confidence in her knowledge of the game. She doesn't feel confident telling Fessy what to do when she doesn't know herself what the truth is. She has a feeling that Scotty is on her side, but she doesn't know. And she doesn't know that Scotty's not coming after Fessy. And she doesn't feel confident like overriding Fessy with that uncertainty in her brain. And so she's completely turned into a different person. And she's not trying to argue on a logical basis against what Fessy is saying, even though she has plenty of good arguments. She's instead just like, I have bad feelings and I'm just kind of venting them to you right now, Fessy, because I don't have anything else. And I feel like I can't convince you to do something that might not be in your, like, she has that sort of like, well, what if I do put my foot down and make Fessy do something and then it turns out I'm wrong? I think she just has this idea that, like, I think this is bad for me, but I don't even necessarily know why exactly. So I'm just going to, like, Fessy, this sucks. I don't like it.
Yeah. And also, from, if you can find some little bit of logic in that emotion, you know, Fessy's going to be the one that takes the blame for all this. So it's kind of like, you know, I don't want to speak up. I don't want to make him make a bad move. But if he does make a bad move, it's going to be on him and not on me. So I can understand why I can understand why she would take this approach, because she doesn't want to hurt anybody. She doesn't want to hurt Fessy especially. But that's only for the short term. In the long run, this is really going to hurt them, because if they get rid of Scotty, it's going to be the two of them versus the world. They might have a little bit of JC somewhere that could help them out, but it's they're really going to suffer from this loss. There's no question about it. And I think she can feel that in her subconscious or in her bones, that this is not good, but she just can't get it out.
Yes. And we will return to this, because Fessy will have some more conversations with Haley later on. But he also talks briefly with her about Sam and how he's probably going to put Casey up on the block instead of Sam, because Sam's a crazy person. Again, repeating JC's words to Haley. And he wants to try and talk to Sam and maybe get it in her head that, hey, people are talking about trying to get you up on the block. And then hopefully she'll assume that those people are Tyler and Angela. Haley's like, no. She's going to assume it's me. Don't do that. So Fessy then goes to Haley and says, you know, I have a feeling that people are trying to put you up on the block as a replacement nominee, which of course to Sam is like, well, yeah, duh. You know, person number five told me that earlier in the day in my head. I knew that already.
Yeah. On paper, what Fessy is doing makes sense. Like, let her know that there's a plan against her, and then be the savior and saying, well, I'm not going to enact on that plan. I'm the one helping you out. But again, he doesn't have all the information. Even Sam, who doesn't have any information, knows that it's like, yeah, duh. Okay. What are you trying to do here? I think just in general, it's safe to just not interact with Sam on a strategy level. Just don't do that. And you'll be better off.
Yes. So Sam does eventually promise Fessy, look, if you don't put me up on the block, I won't nominate you. Don't worry about it. Everything's cool. Notably, she does not promise to not nominate Haley.
Yeah. Well, ever since the baggy sweatshirt debacle of 2018, she can't make that kind of promise.
Yes. Especially now that she's still concerned that there is some kind of secret thing going on between Haley and Brett. So she needs to make sure that goes away.
And, you know, she loves touching Brett.
Oh, yes.
She can't have somebody else touching him.
Tyler is going to talk to Angela. He tells her about Fessy's pitch to work together. He says, look, we should be telling them what they want to hear, but of course we are not going to stick to it. I have no problem saying I'm going to do one thing and then not doing it. But only with them, only with that side of the house, of course, never with us. Don't worry about it.
I would never say anything like that to you or to Winston or to Rachel or to anybody else that's gone out before me. Yeah. Only to them.
Yes. Basically, the idea is, if it's a double eviction or something, or if Haley ends up winning the HOH, then this could probably hopefully keep us safe at the very least. And we're not going to stick to it anyway. So we'll see how it goes.
And it's a safe bet to make. I mean, what does he have to lose? He just assumes that Fessy is good on his word. And if he is, that's great. If not, you know, at the moment, he has a power that can protect himself if he can sniff it out properly. So he doesn't really have anything to lose on this situation.
Yes. So then Tyler is going to talk to JC. JC tells Tyler, look, the replacement nominee is going to be either Angela or Casey. And Tyler says, well, Fessy just pitched to Angela and I that he is not going to put us on the block. So looking like probably Casey. And so JC is fine with that. Tyler tells JC the whole pitch, like, we're going to work together. We're going to take out the middle people. The whole thing. JC reveals that the reason he doesn't want Sam on the block is because he needs to start setting up the next play for JC, which I'm very happy to hear, because JC is thinking ahead here. He recognizes that, all right, once Scotty is out of the game, the Scotty who is JC's biggest threat in the game, he needs to start focusing on picking apart this group that he doesn't know is called Level Six, but recognizes are all kind of together. And so he wants Sam to be the one to target those. He wants Sam targeting them. And so he doesn't want Fessy to nominate Sam and make an enemy of Sam, because he needs Sam to work with Fessy to go after people like Angela in particular. And he wants Sam to chip away at that side. JC is worried that if they all stay completely intact, then he might be one of the first people to go. Tyler says, don't worry about that. I will protect you. I will keep you safe. Tyler lets slip, I think, genuinely what genuinely is part of his plan, which is Brett will be the first person to go of this group. Do not repeat that. Do not ever repeat that. But that is the thing. And I think that's genuinely the plan. I think that Tyler sees that Brett has an in with Sam. I think that Tyler knows JC is more loyal to him than Brett is. Brett did inform Tyler and Angela about Sam's I think you're in love with me thing. So he did end up telling them, but he told them like a day later. And I think it already got into Tyler's head, like, Brett's playing his own game and he's kind of got Sam's loyalty now. I do think that Tyler is going to turn the crosshairs onto Brett first. And that is the in that JC needs to move forward in this game, as long as he's able to play his cards right. So I'm really loving I'm already looking forward to, like, the infighting is starting to happen. The pieces are starting to get set up. And I think it's going to be really fun when these people start turning on each other.
Yeah, this end game is getting really, really close right now. And I tend to look at these kind of scenarios from the person who has the biggest advantage. So right now I'm going to look at it from Tyler's perspective, because he has the most information on the board. If Tyler does cut Brett in some before he cuts JC, he's really, like, Brett is the least loyal out of the original four that are from Level Six, but he's also losing a loyal person, whereas JC has been a confidant to him. He hasn't necessarily been proclaiming his loyalty and doing things, running around the house like Brett has, for things on behalf of Tyler. So Tyler really, really needs to watch out for JC. And the more that this happens, the more I look at an end game where JC, believe it or not, is going to become the biggest threat to Tyler's game, moving far, far down the stretch. So he really, really, really has to be careful about this guy. He's the most dangerous guy other than Tyler in the house, I feel like.
Yeah, I think, you know, JC, in terms of how he's been able to manipulate people, is great. But again, his main problem is that it's going to be so hard for him to win any of these competitions down the line. He's not done great in these quiz question competitions, you know, any kind of like puzzle or you know, vocabulary kind of thing is just not his strong suit. And I think that's part of why Tyler would love to take JC as far as he can. I could see, you know, I think Tyler absolutely wants JC to come down to final five, final four, you know, maybe even final three, although JC would probably be good at the endurance. So maybe final four is where Tyler might want to cut JC. But maybe Tyler feels like JC is a good final two partner, who knows. But JC needs to be able to, I think, you know, if we're looking at this from JC's perspective, he of course wants, JC needs to keep Fessy safe. That's basically what JC needs to do. If he can get Haley or Sam or Angela, or even Casey or somebody like that. If he can get one of those four to leave next week, and then he can drag Fessy in as long as possible and use Fessy as a blunt instrument to take out some other people, then JC could be in a spot where he's able to break through. I still feel like JC's biggest problem, and this was always his problem, is just his inability to win those end game comps. And there are so few people in this game that would ever take him. I think Tyler's one of the few, and I think Fessy's one of the few. And so he needs to somehow, destroy the allies surrounding those people to force them to take him to the end and then hope that he can beat them. It's a tough road, but Fessy has shown himself to be, JC has shown himself to be very capable. So I'll be interested to see how he tries to attempt this thing.
Yeah, me too, for sure.
Yes. All right. So anyway, that's future projecting. Lots of fun stuff in the future for us here. So Tyler's then going to talk to Sam. So that's all the great strategist stuff that we're coming up for in the future. Now let's talk about we've got Sam, Fessy, Sam, and Sam. Those are the next bits of my notes. So get ready for a tonal shift here.
Yeah.
Sam says again, she feels like she's being replaced by Casey and Angela with Tyler. Tyler says, of course not. She says, you ripped up the marriage license, the marriage certificate. Shut up. No, stop. That's what Tyler said. That's not me. That's Tyler.
Yeah. Yeah. She seems to be living in week one still. I just don't get where she's getting her information. Like, how is it not obvious to her that he's clearly been spending all his time with these other two women? Like, he spent a lot of time with her as a robot and the week following, and then he said, I need to distance myself from you so it's not obvious. I just don't know what she's doing here. She's out of it. She's out of it.
Yeah, it's this is a very, very, again, strange conversation. Tyler asks Sam, because now Tyler knows that Sam is making other final two deals now and that she's in love with Brett. But he's not letting on that he knows. So he's trying to figure out, did she betray my trust? I had previously asked her, have you ever told anyone about my power? She's like, no, I haven't. Don't worry about it. Now he's going to ask her, did you tell anyone about her final two? She said, no, I didn't. I didn't say who.
I didn't say it was you.
Wait, what does that mean? Well, I told somebody I had a secret final two, but I didn't say who it was with. And he's like, why would you do that? And she's like, it came up.
Oh, good. Right. Yeah. Well, that's the kind of trust I want to put in somebody. Oh, please don't tell my secret unless it comes up.
Yeah. So that's going on. Tyler, he's trying to hold on. He again reaffirms her loyalty and all of this stuff. But this is a very strange relationship at this point. She still isn't betraying his trust. I think she still will be loyal out of obligation. But here's the thing, and we're going to find out a little bit about this later. I think she thought that Tyler was going to go home this week. And when she found out that Brett won the veto and that Tyler's not going to go up on the block, she was like, oh, Tyler's staying. Okay, well, now I need to talk to Tyler again and keep my relationship with him good. And so that I think that's what this conversation was. And we'll get more into it later when she says more stuff about it with some more people. Fessy is going to have a conversation with Haley. He tells her about his conversation with Sam and how she promised she would not put him on the block. Haley is once again pissed. Why would you do that? I want Sam out. I can't believe you would just call Sam up here and she can just say, I'm not going to put you on the block. And now she's not going to go on the block. I want Sam to go home. And this is, again, I think this is Haley not feeling like she has the ability to argue that Scotty should stay. So instead, she feels like, well, I'll just argue that I hate Sam and I want her to go home, because that has the side benefit of maybe then Scotty would stay. And also I hate Sam. It's part of it. So she is very mad. She wants Fessy to put Sam on the block. He says, no, she's a crazy person. I can't do that. Once again, JC's words, coming through Fessy's mouth. And Haley is unable to convince Fessy that that this is the move.
Yeah, it's kind of like let's say you're married and you're at work all day and you're trying to provide for your family, but at the end of the day, your wife is calling your phone saying, "Where are you? Why aren't you home yet? What are you doing?" And the guy's like, "I'm trying to make this work. I'm trying to make it happen for us. I'm trying to provide for us. Well, it doesn't matter because I want you here and I want you to do this." She can't communicate what she's really feeling. He legitimately, as best as Fessy can, is trying to do some good and trying to make plans for this week and the weeks moving ahead. She just wants to get her way, and she is going to be mad if it doesn't happen. That's all it is. And she is going to not be able to communicate why.
Yes. So she's mad about this. And then she turns to, she starts talking about, she's jealous of Angela. and Fessy's like, Oh, are you jealous? Oh, I didn't know you were a jealous person. She's like, "I'm a very jealous person. Actually, I don't like, why is Angela talking about you?" Angela's like, "Oh, Fessy's an honorable person. Like, shut up." And it's like, where did this person come from? Really?
Yeah,
after a season of dealing with Fessy and being on the hammock for 5 hours, we're really gonna get jealous Haley?
Yeah, after a whole season of her completely putting her guard up and not letting any kind of emotion show for Fessy, it's all coming out this week. Somehow, yes, we have jealous Haley for Fessy.
Listen, this is some kind of case study in power dynamics, because Haley has had the upper hand in this relationship for 59 days. And now all of a sudden she has lost that power. Fessy is the HOH. Fessy is the one calling the shots. Fessy is the one with the plan. And she no longer feels confident in her own abilities and thoughts and ideas. And all of a sudden the power dynamic is reversed and she is the jealous one of him. And he is like, no, I got this, don't worry about it, like, why are you being so jealous? It's nuts.
And if throughout this season, if she had put the work in to build a stronger relationship with him, she wouldn't have this insecurity. They would have a tighter bond, and if either one of them won HOH, it would be more like a co-HOH, just as if when Angela won HOH, she was right up there with Casey and Tyler talking everything through. They could have had that, but instead now they're having that back and forth because she won't reveal her true feelings to Fessy and won't express those true feelings to him throughout the season. So they don't have that kind of relationship. And like you said, it is a very good portrayal of these power dynamics.
Yeah. And before she had Fessy, but she also had Scotty, who was, doing her every bidding. She had Brett, who was flirting with her a lot. She felt like she could influence Tyler whenever she wanted. And now all of a sudden Tyler didn't do what she wanted. Brett just revealed himself to be somebody that's not working with her. She was just part of putting him up. He's not talking to her anymore, and she just betrayed Scotty, and so now all of a sudden she only has Fessy, and now Fessy's talking to Angela and it's like, whoa, hold your horses, Fessy, wait a minute, yeah. I'm here now, hold on,
you're my knight in shining armor. Don't go away, don't talk to somebody else, because you're literally the only person I have.
Yeah. So there you go. That's the state of the Fessy Haley. Not what I bet not what you expected when I talked about Fessy and Haley drama. I bet you did not expect that. The twists in the live feed morning updates.
Yes. Yes, everybody's surprised today. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Every time I'm on one of these things, I feel like I'm ranting about the ridiculousness of this house. Like, how are these people thinking this? How are these people doing this? And how have these people changed so much since the last time I've been on? Because last time I was on, we were talking about Haley just completely stonewalling Fessy and talking to Brett in a hammock for 5 hours. So, yeah, this is crazy.
Yeah. We just took a brief break from Sam, but we're going to get back to Sam.
Let's do it.
So Sam is going to talk to Scotty, and it's time to talk about Scotty and Sam. Scotty is sulking. We're finally getting some of this. Scotty is saying, "What the hell just happened? Why did Fessy put me on the block? I was genuinely on his team. Like, what? I don't understand. Like, I was in Angela's HOH room crying to them about, like, feeling like I was being played. And then Haley came out as the hacker and she took me down and that reeled me back in. I felt loyal to Haley. And then Tyler kept telling me that I was being played by Haley. He kept telling me and I didn't believe him, but I guess it was true. I owe Tyler an apology because I've been played by Haley this whole time. I can't believe I really believed them, but I should have listened. I should have listened to Angela and Tyler.
Poor Scotty. He has no clue what's going on. This poor, poor man. He's in this position because everybody is playing him. Scotty is the one name throughout this entire season that people just throw up like, well, we can always blame it on Scotty or we can always nominate Scotty. He is getting thrown around like a rag doll. And I think that this has finally revealed itself to him. This position that he's in has shown what that will come to. If you keep getting just tossed back and forth between the sides, you're going to break. And you're like, where do I stand? Who can I trust? What do I do? I'm not surprised by a breakdown. And I'm also not surprised that he has all the wrong information.
Yeah. And it's just like, because I feel for Scott. I always feel for this argument, like the person who loves the game, who is a good competitor and like, oh man, Scotty's getting done dirty here. But it's like, man, you really did this to yourself, Scotty. Yeah. Like you had so much potential in this game and you were in such a good spot and you just dropped it all for this girl. And you're finally realizing that maybe that was not the best decision considering, like you were in a great spot. And you just dropped everything. And he's finally realizing like, oh, maybe I should have been listening to the other side a little more, but it's not even that, dude. Yeah. Like it's just like that. Even if you didn't believe them, just keep your relationship with them. Don't drop everything and do everything that Haley says and you would have been fine. You don't have to like just buy everything that Tyler says because that would have been just as bad. You just would have been a pawn on the other side. But hell, at least being a pawn on the other side would have been, better than this. They wouldn't have put you up on the block if you were their pawn. So man, it's just like, I feel for him, but it's also like, in the same way. And I tweeted out this GIF in the same way that I felt for Eric Reichenbach in Fans versus Favorites of Survivor. It's like, man, I feel for you, but oh boy, is this a legendary week. This is going to go down in the history books as, can you believe that week that Fessy, he took out Scotty and, Scotty, that's how Scotty went down. This is our Howie week. It really is.
Yeah. But nominated by literally the one of two people that you can trust in the whole house. And this week shouldn't be happening, but so many pieces of the puzzle have led to this that there are a lot of people to blame. But for Scotty, like you said, he can only blame himself for putting himself in that position.
Yes.
Sad.
So getting back to Sam, Sam says, hold on though. We can still keep you in this house.
This is the fun part.
We got some plans. First of all, what if we got Brett to use the veto on you instead of himself? Couldn't he do that? And then you'd be off the block and then Brett would have the votes to stay. Why not? Why not do that? And Scotty's like, well, I don't think he would do that, but why the hell not? We can go for it. So Sam is going to go to Brett and be like, hey, so how would you feel about using the veto on Scotty? And Brett's like, no. She's like, why not? Why would, has that ever been done before? He's like, yeah. And you know what happened to the guy that did it? It's like, what? He went home. Oh, well, that's annoying. It's with this. And she's like, well, come on. I would do it if I was on the block. Are you scared? And he's like, yeah, I'm scared. It's like, oh, don't be such a pussy, she says.
This is I want to get for the next BBB&B, I want to get another game going on where it's what casuals say versus what Sam's ideas are, because I feel like she's coming up with an idea I would see on Facebook, like, why doesn't Brett just use it to save Scotty? I love Scotty. You know, anybody could use that. They wouldn't go home. What is she thinking? Like, what does she think Brett is going to say? Like, why does that really make Brett that of a sissy or a pussy? Like, I don't get it. I don't get it, Karen.
I don't think we should try to get it. I think the path.
And the way she, and it's the way she approached him too, which is like kind of confrontational about it. Instead of like just a normal conversation, a normal like suggestion or a normal question, like, would you ever consider doing this? And then he can just say no, and that conversation will be over. Like, it's a lot more aggressive than that, you know?
Mm. Yeah. Well, so that plan is shut down. So she's like, okay. All right, let's talk about something. She also, over the course of these conversations, she's going to talk about like, again, how she thought this was a big plan to get Tyler out, and Brett saying, no, I don't think Tyler's going to go up on the block. And so she's like, okay. Just thinking about it. And so this is the moment where I was like, okay, because with Sam, it's like you're trying to decipher things that she said in the past and trying to make sense of like what is going on in her brain. And so, hearing this, she seemed disappointed that the plan was not to get Tyler out. She hear me out. Here's my Sam theory. I think that Sam has, like, when she was saying that she was done with Tyler a few weeks ago and then Tyler reeled her back in, I think she's still done with Tyler, but I think she feels obligated because of the pinky promise. And I think that she would rather work with Brett. She would have rather worked with Rockstar. And I think that when she talked to Brett, she talked about, you know, Rockstar was my plan B, but now you're my plan B, Brett. You're my Brett. You're plan B, Brett. And maybe you'll end up becoming my plan A, because I think she was lining Brett up to be her new final two, because she thought that Tyler was going to leave because she thought this was a big or elaborate plan to get Tyler out. And so she was hoping that Tyler would leave due to nothing that she did, and that then she would be able to be with Brett and have of her final two with Brett. And so once she found out that this was not the plan to get Tyler out, she then had to go talk to Tyler and again have that whole weird thing. But I think that's what's going on. I think that she wants Tyler to leave, but she doesn't, and which is why she's always thinking like, oh, this is some big elaborate plan to get Tyler out. I just know it. I think that she really feels like she wants this to happen, but she is not willing to actually try to make it happen. And I don't think she'll betray his trust. I don't think she will. You know, she says she has a secret final two. And when she says to Brett, I have a secret final two, I can't tell you who, I think she plans on when Tyler leaves, it was with Tyler. Like that, right. She was setting herself up for that. I don't think she will tell anybody his power. I don't think she will tell anybody about like the fact that she has the secret final two with him, until either he or she leaves. But I do think that in her mind, she wants him out.
Yeah, and she's just, like you said, throwing those scenarios out there into the universe, because there's no real action she can take about it, but she can say, oh, I thought we were going after Tyler. Like, just keep throwing that out there, and eventually that phrase is going to, you know, stick enough that somebody's actually going to want to do that, maybe. That's, like, her only option right now. She really, like you said, I hadn't thought about it in that way, because Tyler is currently her plan A. She was hoping to X that plan A and move plan B up one spot. So I can definitely see where you're coming from. I hadn't thought about it that way, but I see it.
Yes. So but that's not all the machinations that Sam has for the night. She gets Brett and Scotty together. Brett is obviously saying, I'm not going to use the veto on Scotty. I'm sorry. But Scotty is going to start talking to Brett about like, dude, I'm sorry. I should have believed you guys. I've been getting played this whole time. If I stay in this house, I'm gunning for Fessy as hard as I can. And so Sam starts to talk about, all right, new plan. New plan. Let's try and get Fessy to nominate Haley as the replacement.
Right.
Seems reasonable.
It could happen.
Hey, anything can happen in this house, Dustin.
Yeah, it technically could happen. He has the ability to do it.
She not only thinks she thinks it's possible, though, she thinks, oh, no, guaranteed. I go talk to Fessy. I can easily convince him to put Haley up on the block. I can convince him of all the things. And again, here's my Sam theory on this. She feels very confident. I think that Sam is going to go to Fessy and she's going to tell Fessy, look, I know you like Haley, but I know that her and Brett have been having a secret relationship. I caught them once. Her head was in his between his legs. I think that they've been secretly working together this whole time. I think that she's been working against you. And I think in her mind, this is going to completely convince Fessy to replace Brett with Haley and try to send Haley home. This is going to be interesting to watch, to say the least.
If Fessy, I feel like if Fessy heard that from her, his instinct wouldn't be to get rid of Haley. It would be to get rid of Brett, you know, because no matter what, he still is like really into Haley. So get rid of the Brett threat. And that's I feel like that's all that would change in his mind. And she also brought up another way to convince him, which is like that everything Haley touches turns to crap, basically. Anybody that's been associated with Haley has gone out the door. So, you know, everybody basically pre-jury up to Bailey is, you know, been poisoned by her. So this, again, going with your theory, if Haley was to be nominated by Fessy, then I see what you're saying. That would open Brett wide up because Brett is still there. And boy, she really wants to get into that Brett door. Yeah. Wow.
Well, yeah, I think that's what Sam thinks she's able to do. Scotty is all about this plan as well, because obviously Scotty feels like he's been played by Haley. Scotty is also going to plan on telling Fessy, like, hey, look, I had a final two with Haley, just so you know. Like, Scotty is going to try and get Haley up on the block too, because he's got nothing to lose.
Right.
Here's the thing, Scotty. I think that Scotty should let Sam pitch to have Haley up on the block. Maybe let Sam kind of stick her neck out and then maybe get her up on the block next to him. And then Sam may self-evict. I think that's his best shot of staying rather than trying to actually convince Fessy to get Haley on the block, because that's obviously not going to work. And it's going to get rid of his only vote in Haley, only potential vote in Haley. But Scotty's all about this because he's like, look, I'm going to go home no matter what. And Brett's like, sure, I'm safe this week. I got to do that. and obviously, I think from Brett's point of view, especially when Scotty is talking about being betrayed by that side and going after Fessy, like, if he could somehow get Haley out this week, that's probably better. That, right? Like, if Scotty's then gunning for Fessy, that's probably the ideal situation. Like, why the hell not? But it's probably not going to work anyway. So why?
But,
you know.
Yeah, but of the people in this conversation, Brett is the one that's thinking, like, there's no way Fessy is going to do this.
It's like, that. This is not going to work, but I'm going to enjoy watching them try.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is exactly how I feel about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. We have so many avatars of the audience in the Big Brother house. I love that this cast loves watching things unfold as much as they do. It's fun.
It's very fun. Very much enjoying all of this. This should be between tomorrow. We're hopefully going to get the pitch. They might wait another day because the veto ceremony isn't until Monday. So we may have to wait an extra day for this particular pitch, and then by then it might die down, which would be unfortunate. But we will hopefully also get the Tyler, Angela, Fessy, Haley Final Four conversation. That should be fun.
A true meeting of the minds.
Yes, truly.
Wait.
And all that stuff. So plenty to look forward to here. You know, we there's another piece of information from Allison Grodner. We talked about it on the Thursday night recap, I believe. And people have been asking about it ever since, about the goodbye messages. Do they see all of the goodbye messages? I said on Thursday, I think that they do. A lot of people were like, oh, look at them protecting Tyler, not showing his goodbye message to Rockstar. Oh, rigged. Allison Grodner has come out and said, in fact, they do see all of the goodbye messages after the fact. They're not always all aired on television for timing purposes, but they are in fact seeing all of them, which does confirm in my memory, because I believe I remembered in Big Brother 19 them talking about seeing goodbye messages that we did not see. So they do see all of the goodbye messages in full, and the goodbye messages that they show them are the ones that the players themselves tell them, this is what I want to be shown. And she said they've even accommodated them at the last second, saying, I want to change my goodbye message to something else. So all good stuff to hear from Grodner.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's really interesting. That's what I assumed. I mean, that's if we want to live in a world where Big Brother is fair, that seems to be the fair way to do it. So I'm glad to hear that.
All right. So I think that's all we have got for you. Dustin, anything else you want to talk about?
No, not really. Other than I'm just loving seeing, I'm loving seeing what's happening this week. This is not how I expected this week to go. When I saw Fessy become HOH, I didn't think that we were going to be here. So it's really cool. That's why I absolutely love this season. We've said it a million times. It's, in my opinion, the best season since God knows how long. And I'm so excited. So excited.
Yes. Some people are asking for the zings. Honestly, I feel like we didn't get the exact wording on the zings. And so I almost like, I don't want to ruin them. I don't know, like, you know, they honestly, none of them seem very good. The best one is also the most cruel, probably, and a lot of people are kind of not sure about it. Apparently Sam was called crazy, something along those lines. So
this is what we feared.
Yeah. So, you know, who knows? But let's just wait until we can get the actual wording on the zings, because none of them, when I read like the summaries of them too, it's like, none of this sounds funny to me.
I'm sure there'll be some, at least some of them will be funny on the episode. Nothing's really funny when it's been retold 5 times and then written down on the internet and then you read it. Like the amount of filters that goes through. And then if we were to tell the audience right now, that's another filter and it just wouldn't be funny. So it'll be funny.
Sometimes it's like you hate these people and you like the audience, like they hate these people and they can't wait until they're like, they rip into the some of the things that the audience really doesn't like about them. But I feel like, Zingbot was just not able to really hit on any of those veins, this season. Like maybe the cast is too fun. And so there's nothing that we're really like, angry about.
Right.
But who knows, maybe it'll be more fun on the episode, but, you know, like I there's nothing. We'll wait and see.
Yeah.
Be patient, says Peggy. And then also, people wanted us to mention the Julie comments. Julie said about Angela that she's just like a mean person and she must be unhappy with her life and is taking it out on people, something along those lines. Julie really going for it with Angela. I feel like people are overreacting to the Julie statement. Personally, like Angela, I think she's mostly referring to the Angela against Rachel comment, and you know, trying to figure out why Angela would do that. I don't think she was like really laying into Angela. I think she was like speculating, like, well, maybe this is why she did it. That's the vibe I got.
Yeah.
I think people are overreacting a little bit. But what are you going to do? She also says that she thinks Brett is just like kind of playing up this villain character, which I think is also like completely true. So, you know, that's my, those are my thoughts.
Whether you overreact to what Julie said or not, let's just be glad that we live in a world where Julie Chen is alive and a human being, because this season has been a lot different from past seasons.
Yes. All right. So I think that's all we've got for you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. I will, of course, be live tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the feeds. I will also be live tonight with Rob, and we might have some guests. To recap tonight's episode. Oh, it's going to be a good one because it's the nomination episode, and we're going to see Brett and Scotty claim to be the vote. We're going to see JC convincing Haley and Fessy to put Scotty up. We're going to see Scotty go on the block. It's going to, hopefully, they have not disappointed us yet with the edits. You know, during Big Brother Canada 6, I was like, we're looking to potentially an epic episode of epic proportions, and then it was a total misfire. This has the potential to go down in Big Brother history as one of the dumbest moves ever, and we're going to get to see it on the episode tonight, and I really hope that they do it justice. So very much looking forward to tonight's episode.
I don't know how they could brush any of that under the rug leading up to this.
Yes. So we'll have a recap for that and live feed update tomorrow morning. And then we'll have Summer of Stein tomorrow. And of course, the round table where we'll get to update the Stockwatch and get some more data and everything going on there as well. So check out everything heading your way. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taren. Dustin, where can people find you?
You can follow me on at Dustin T West on Twitter if you'd like.
There you go. All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. I will see you next time.